The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise So now, as we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family today, a very special feast, the first Sunday after Christmas, it's good now and again to point out that in the Gospels, in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we just have a very, very, very brief synopsis of the time of Jesus and his life. They are actually, in fact, called the Synoptic Gospels, because they just contain the bare minimum. And we got to really read between the lines. So having said that, very often on this feast day, the Holy Family is held up to us as the ideal family and one that we should imitate in our lives. Well, if you look very briefly at what we're told that Mary didn't conceive the child in the normal way, that she remained a virgin, and she conceived her son through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that Joseph came along, and he was Mary's husband, but not the father of her child, and Jesus was the Son of God. So does that sound like your family? And I'm sure it does not. So what are we then to make of the Holy Family? What can we say about it that makes sense to us and in our lives? And so I ask you this morning to look at your family as I am at this moment looking at my family. And if I were to say to you, who among you listening to me this morning, have any of you not come or do not belong to a dysfunctional family? And I honestly think none of us could say, well, my family, there's no dysfunction in it. I come from a perfectly normal family. Well, what is normal? And that's open to a lot of interpretation. What may be normal for one person may not be normal for another person. So what do we mean by a normal family? Well, I think a normal family would be where most families that I am aware of, including my own family, we all have skeletons in the cupboards, so to speak. And we go back on our family history and we find, you know, maybe a father or a mother or an uncle who was an alcoholic, or maybe an abuser, or had committed some serious crime or whatever. So I don't think any of us can say that our families are, you know, totally normal in that sense. And is there such a thing as the ideal family? It's a question I cannot answer. Maybe you can answer that for me. So going back again to the Holy Family, so how can we identify with anything in the Holy Family? Well, I think we can, because just look at the Holy Family for a moment. We go back again to the story we've been reading in the Gospel this morning, the Gospel of Luke, and at the end of it, Simeon says to Mary, "A sword shall pierce your heart, and this baby, this boy, is destined for the rise and fall of many in Israel. He'll be a source a sign of contradiction. Well, then we know very little about Joseph. So Joseph, more or less after that, and when Jesus came back to the temple to be circumcised, Joseph seems to disappear from the picture. And so it looks like, reading between the lines, which we've got to do, that for the most part of Jesus' life in Nazareth, he was without a father. Mary was a single parent. I don't know if that has ever crossed your mind. And so if you're a single parent today, I think you've got a lot to identify in the Holy Family. So what was it like in those days being a single parent? Well, it was very, very difficult because as a widow, you were totally dependent on outside help, you know, from a point of view of sustenance and food and everything else. We don't know what Jesus was like in the little town of Nazareth. Did he carry on his father's business, or was he a carpenter, or what was his trade? And what was he like when he was 18 or 19? Well, we know what he was like when he became a teenager. If you remember, they took him off to the temple to be circumcised. And they were on their way home and discovered and began asking, "Where is he?" And they went back, and a typical teenager, he gave them a smart answer. "Do you not know I must be about my father's business?" So poor old Mary and Joseph must have been wondering, what kind of a kid have we got here? And so you can identify along the lines. And then we go to a little bit further on, and Jesus leaves home. And what happened to Mary when he left home? Who looked after her? Again, there's no mention of that in the Gospels. And Jesus began what we call his public ministry. And we know Mary was worried, very worried, very worried about him. And even got some of our extended family, cousins and so on, to come along one day and try to bring him back, because they thought he was gone mad. So again, many of you can identify, you know, with a son like that, or with a daughter like that, that you worry about, and she's not following the normal patterns, so to speak. And then again, if you look at it, Jesus eventually ended up crucified as a criminal. And so, all you mothers out there, our fathers, who have lost a child, who have lost a son or a daughter, if you're the mother this morning of a son who has died, you can identify with the Holy Family, with Mary. We know she was there at the foot of the cross, mourning her only son. And today, we know, at this present moment, as I speak here, people are dying in this country from the coronavirus. At this very moment, because of the numbers who die each day, is happening every... I'm not sure of the statistic, but every couple of minutes somebody dies in this country, not just in the world, but in this country from the coronavirus. Sometimes they're young, sometimes they're old. And many of you listening to me this morning, you'll have lost a grandmother or a grandfather or a mother or a father or a brother or sister, and even worse, a son or a daughter, or even a little child. So now, can you identify with the Holy Family? Because what you're going through now, Mary went through. And what Simeon said to Mary all those years when she first brought her little baby into the temple, a sword shall pierce your own heart. And to all your mothers out there and fathers, but especially mothers, for whom a sword has pierced your heart in many different ways, today is a day when you can turn to Mary. Pray to Mary and help her, ask her to help you to understand and see some meaning in your life, and see some meaning in what has happened to you. So the Holy Family, we mustn't picture it as way up there and for us to imitate the Holy Family. But there are so many different ways in which we can identify with the Holy Family. Think of going back again, think of Mary's struggle as a single parent looking after her son and trying to feed her son and herself and keep a roof over her head. Many people today here, and maybe some of you listening to me, you're not working at the moment, you're unemployed, and the bit of help you thought you'd be getting next week doesn't seem to be forthcoming now. You're worried about rent. You're worried about putting food on the table. Well, I feel almost ashamed standing here this morning that I am blessed by God that I don't have that particular worry. And so, if you are feeling comfortable this morning and you have not got those kind of worries, well then for God's sake, count your blessings. Count your blessings. Because believe me, you have many blessings to count. When so many people, not in Africa, not just in Africa, are way out there, but all around us here, where we are, including South Pasadena and Pasadena and LA County and California and New York and everywhere else maybe where you have a family, we're all going through a very difficult time at the moment. So let's again try today to see the Holy Family in a whole new light. Jesus came. And did he not become totally human in every sense of the word? And everything that we are going through in our life, Jesus went through. And that's why he could say time and time again, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And suffering and worry and anxiety were part of Jesus' life. And so, should we be amazed when they're also part of our lives? So may God bless you, whatever little family you live in and wherever you are. And at this time, look after you and protect you and keep you close together and close to the Lord. Amen.